Said Israeli airstrikes struck the Shifa hospital in Gaza, where thousands of Palestinians had been sheltering. Israel says that Hamas's main command center is underneath the hospital, an allegation Hamas denies.
Labor peace in Las Vegas. CBS's Jim Krasula on a new tentative deal at Wynn Resorts.
It was the last contract the Culinary Workers Union needed to avoid a strike today. The new contracts will provide some 25,000 workers with historic pay raises.
A federal judge has turned down a bid for now to postpone former President Trump's classified documents trial. It is set for next May. Grammy nominations have just been revealed. SZA leads the way with 9 nominations, women dominating today. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers could make their next moves to impeach Wisconsin's embattled elections administrator as early as next week. That's what Representative David Steffen of Green Bay tells Channel 3 in Madison. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss referred an impeachment resolution to committee last week. That was right after a right-wing group launched a pressure campaign urging lawmakers to impeach Megan Wolf. Congress has 1 week to approve a new federal spending plan or risk a government shutdown. Jordan Anderson is a disability rights advocate from central Wisconsin. He says he worries about disability benefits through Social Security if his job status changes. Anderson also says he worries about water quality in his community. The U.S. House passed an environmental appropriations package that cut spending by 35%. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, November 13th. The Wood County Public Safety Committee will meet at 9 a.m. The Citizens Water Group will meet at 2. The Wisconsin Rapids Regular Board of Education meeting will take place at 6. The Village of Buren will hold their regular board meeting at the Municipal Center. The Village of Port Edwards Police and Fire Commission meeting will begin at 5:15. The Town of Rome will hold their Parks and Recreation Committee meeting at 5. In Portage County, the Space and Properties Committee will meet at 9 a.m., the Central Wisconsin Windshed Partnership Advisory Committee will meet at 9:30, and the Board of Adjustment at 4. The Stevens Point Transit Commission will meet at 4:45, the Public Policy and General Government meeting at 6, the Personnel Committee at 6:05, and the Finance Committee at 6:15. The Adams County Property and Recreation Committee will meet at 2. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The Packers head to the Steel City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 3-5 Packers face the 5-3 Steelers on Sunday. The last time Green Bay won a game in Pittsburgh was in 1970 when Bart Starr was still the quarterback. Meanwhile, Jordan Love has faced defensive stars like the Raiders' Max Crosby, the Rams' Aaron Donald, and this week, linebacker T.J. Watt.
Yeah, I mean, that's the NFL. You know, I think every team has some good pass rushers, and everybody's pretty good.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers with a big game at the Kohler Center. They host the number 9th-ranked Tennessee Volunteers. This will be the first time the Badgers have hosted a top-10 team in November. NBA, despite Giannis scoring 54 points, the Bucks lost on the road to the Pacers, 126-124. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin ejected from the game.
This is at a difference of opinions. You know, I voiced my opinion, and next time I'll do it in a little bit more delicate way.
That's the Bucks' Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 40 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 25 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR.
Wisconsin Rapids.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Seth here, host of Seth Faces the Music, which totally makes sense. It's on every Sunday night from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR. Each week, I pick a theme and play a bunch of songs related to that theme. And this week, I'm doing songs about the color green. So join me, won't you? And we'll face the music together.
Home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 a.m. and 101.1 FM, WAUK. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes.
But where it's going, no one knows.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Happy Friday, November 10th. Calvin is on the board. Greg Bach and Carol Kane with me in studio. And you can always join us at 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Yes. If you want to call and or text. Coming up at 11:30, we are going to open up the phone lines and talk about the veterans in your life who you would like to give a shout out to. And give some honor to...
As we should.
As we should. Tomorrow is officially Veterans Day, even though the local parades all happened last weekend. So we very much want to recognize these people who put everything on the line for us.
And many of them do more than just a tour. They donate their... They dedicate their lives to the military.
Yes.
And they're very driven. And so it really is a time that we should stop and say thank you.
So start thinking about who you